Now on to our bloggers roundtable. Bloggers are galvanizing their response to Gina. Plus, Jesse Jackson accuses Barack Obama of acting like he's white. And the sexual harassment trial of New York Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas. Those are our topics. And here are my guests, pop culture critic Desmond Burton of the blog Afro Nerd, political commentator Jasmine Canik of jasminecanik.com, and LN Rock, who calls himself the African-American political pundit. Welcome, everybody.
Hi. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
So thanks for coming on in, Jasmine. We just heard from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee about meeting with the family of Michael Bell of the Gina Six. We also discussed the CBC's calls for joint hearings to investigate the way the case has been handled. So bloggers deserve a lot of credit for putting this on the table. You actually went out and helped gather people into the space of online petitions. Tell us what you've been up to in these past few weeks.
Well, I would say that the credit goes to black bloggers, but also just the black media in general, because before this was newsworthy for, you know, CNN and Fox, the black media and African-American bloggers were blogging about it every day. And I think that's what played a key role in bringing the story to light and making it as big as it's gotten in the past couple of weeks. And I still think there's a lot of work to do. And if you've noticed, sort of the mainstream media's focus has shifted a little bit from what's going on in Gina, but the bloggers and the black media have consistently stayed on it and will continue to stay on it until Michael Bell goes home.
Ellen, what do you think? Is there a turning point now in terms of how the blogosphere is going to address this now that there has been this huge protest?
Yes. In fact, we have a black accused support group that has been organized for some time now that has been interested in this particular issue, as well as Sean Williams went down with the folks at Jenner and was working with them, and Hibachi from Black Perspectives .net had been involved and was in Jenner as well. So there's a lot of activity, and as our good friend said, we're going to continue to address this particular issue until Michael is free, and by the way, until the issues of disparity is addressed as well.
Desmond, what about the question of backlash? At this point, you have one white supremacist releasing names and addresses on the internet, essentially calling for lynchings. There's always going to be phases where some people just are paying attention to any story are going to say, well, you know, that's enough. I've heard enough. Other people may go even further and get angry and say, this is in and of itself injustice to pay so much attention to something like this. What can the blogosphere do, or should it do, at a point like this when there seems to be some backlash?
Well, to be honest with you, I have a I think obviously with the Klan website being involved in this, it's shameful. But I'm coming from more of a conservative perspective, and the conservative bloggers or conservative black bloggers have a different viewpoint on this Gina Six deal. Obviously, it's been a reprehensible miscarriage of justice, but on one end, we're not dealing with our own dysfunctionalism. And I think it was even mentioned earlier in this broadcast that, you know, will we galvanize to that same degree when it comes down to, let's say, what's happening with Philadelphia, where the NOI is calling for 10,000 plus black men to come forward and to protect that community? I don't know if we're going to see that fervor that we see when it comes down to the Gina Six situation. So I think in answer to your question, The blogosphere is all about information and having a myriad of viewpoints. So I think it's going to continue. But as African-Americans, we're going to have to deal with the fact that we have diverging views, and let the Jesse Jacksons deal with that element, and let the conservative bloggers deal with perhaps the pathological end of the African-American community.
Do you feel squashed at any point, Desmond, for having the views you have? Do you feel called out for not, you know, towing a party line?
I have an affinity for Barack Obama with the acting white pejorative. But to be honest with you, there's a considerable amount of people on my blog and on other blogs, and there are a lot of other bloggers, African-American bloggers with a conservative bent, who feel exactly the same way that I do. And you know, it's a reality. I think it's irrefutable at this point to not deal with the pathological behaviors that are exhibiting amongst some of us. And it's starting to spill over into dealing with legitimate cases of discrimination.
Jasmine, the LA Times actually reported on your efforts to go out and present a petition to the Justice Department. What would you like to see happen from here?
Well, certainly I would hope that we continue to focus on what's going on in Gina, but we also, at the same time, shift our focus to what's going on in West Virginia with Megan Williams. I think what happened there deserves just as much attention, and we need to be making sure that justice is handled there and very swiftly. And hopefully that we just continue to be active. I mean, that Thursday was one of the best days I'd ever had in terms of feeling like I was a part of a community and everywhere I went, seeing us in black. And I would hope that we would be able to keep that movement going with different issues as they pop up, because there are surely going to be more issues that come up that affect us nationally, just as what's going on in Gina has.
Desmond, you referenced something else, though. At the same time that there is this kind of, you know, we are the black world moment, there is some bickering, apparently, between Reverend Jesse Jackson and Senator Barack Obama. Reverend Jesse Jackson may have said that Senator Obama was acting like he's white in response to Gina 6 and not doing enough for Gina 6. The next day, Jackson issued a statement saying, "I reaffirm my commitment to vote for Senator Barack Obama." He then goes on to say that any attempt to dilute my support for Senator Obama will not succeed. What do you make of these mixed messages?
Well, I think we need to start enacting term limits for black leadership. And also Jesse Jackson. I'm not a fan of his. I used to be when I was younger, but I think that this question of authenticity being brought against Obama it's reprehensible. I don't know what this gentleman can do. Does he have to have a Popeye's chicken ticket to a coupon to affirm his blackness? I mean, this gentleman has a well-heeled African American wife. He has exclusive leftist politics. I don't know what he could possibly do. And I think that, and so, conversely, are we to say that a high-profile minister who having a child out of wedlock and advising an adulterous president, that he's acting black? I mean, where does this stop?
I don't know. What do you think, Ellen? Is it the kind of situation where the time for that kind of criticism has passed? Or is there always time for us to criticize ourselves within the black community for not doing what someone else wants us to do?
Well, we should be self-critical of ourselves, and but at the same time, Barack has a tough situation. He's almost in he has to be on the fence in regards to his ability to get elected. But unfortunately, some people are saying get off the fence and take some stronger positions. And I think that's what Jesse was saying. Take a stronger position than just not saying anything at all or just making a press statement. A press statement in itself is not taking a strong position. Do I want him to be the president or the civil rights president of the United States? No, I want him to be the president of the United States. But civil rights or human rights are a critical aspect of the bully pulpit of a presidency. You have to speak when things are wrong. I mean, even a Republican president, Eisenhower, sent troops when something was wrong, and something is wrong. We've seen it in Louisiana previously when something was wrong and the president didn't do anything.
We're actually going to come back to you, Desmond, Jasmine, Ellen. I want you to stay with me. We're going to continue our discussion after this break with more of the Bloggers Roundtable.